Yo, 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 welcome back to the Snatched Edges podcast. I'm your host Ebony, your friendly neighbourhood trichologist and hairstylist. I'm going to call this season two because it's been a little bit of a break since I last recorded. But, you know, shout out to everyone who's been on my case. Like, where's the podcast? We miss hearing it. This is for you guys. So, you know, the podcast is all about how to get healthy hair, how to keep your scalp healthy, how to grow long hair, you know, styles, products, all of that good stuff. And today, I just wanted to touch on a few things. I went to a natural hair event over the last week, and it was really, really good, you know, seeing all the people coming out, trying to get more information about their hair, trying to try new products. It was great to see so many black people, so many black women in one place with, like, you know, edges flourishing and all sorts. And one of the questions I got asked the most is, like, you know, how can I make my hair grow, or what can I do with my hair? And where I always start from is finding out what you're doing now. And most people were like, you know, like, kind of like a bit of fear came over their face. I was like, no, listen, there's no judgment. Like, just tell me, like, what are you doing? And then I can give you tips on how to improve. And it showed me that most people are not really about this life. Like, they say that they want long hair, they say they want healthy hair, but they're not really doing the things that they should be. It's kind of similar to saying people that say they want to lose weight, but they're in, like, McDonald's and aren't hitting the gym, not doing any exercise, but, like, oh, you know, why is my belly still big? Why is my summer body not loaded yet? It's the same thing with your hair. If you're not doing the right things, you can't expect to have those results when you're not putting in the work. And one of the funniest things, because I was helping out a friend, another trichologist, and we were selling spray bottles. And most people were telling me that they were using this IKEA spray bottle. And I had to go find out. They're like, yeah, it's like 75p, you know, that's why I bought it, it's mad cheap. The picture there is that it's for gardening. How are you using a spray bottle that's meant to water your plants on your hair? Like, if you're not investing in the right tools, you can't expect, you know, your hair to be acting the way you want it to. Now, a spray bottle is essentially a spray bottle, but, you know, if your aim is to really, like, moisturize and hydrate your hair, then you need something that's fit for purpose. Those things are there to, like, drench plants. You don't really always want to drench your hair, so always invest in the right tools. And some of these things are expensive, but if you think about it, you're getting a lot of use out of it. So where you might buy, you know, a spray bottle for 75p or a comb for 20p or a pound or something, you can't expect that thing to last you forever and then worry that when it breaks or if it damages your hair, you haven't used something that's good quality. So sometimes, you know, the price tag associated with natural hair items and products and care can be on the higher side. And some people are charging extortionate prices for things, fair enough. But there are basics that you need that will last you a really, really long time. And don't be like, that's not really the place to be frugal. Some things you can find, like, the best deal for, but skimping out on the essentials really is going to harm you in the long run. So a couple of things that you need to make sure that you are, like, you know, prepared, your tools, your items that you need a good spray bottle. Your hair needs water, it needs moisture. That's the best place to get it from. Water is the best source of hydration for your hair. And especially now that, like, you know, if you're in the UK, we're getting this mad summertime, climate change is really, really real, your hair's going to get dry. And so missing it a couple times a week, or, like, you know, however often you feel is necessary, will really help to keep the integrity of your hair high. So, you know, don't go cheap. If you want to not look like you've just washed half your head every other day when you're spraying your hair, invest in one that's going to, like, you know, atomize the particles properly and not leave you, you know, all your clothes wet and everything else. And another thing is that a lot of people were saying that they're putting oils into their spray bottle with their water. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm a science teacher and, like, this has been, like, drilled into me, but oil and water don't mix. Let me just say that one more time for you guys. Oil and water do not mix. So even when you're shaking it up, there's still going to be particles of oil next to the particles of water, and they're not going to mix with each other. Like, they're not going to, it's not going to happen ever. So when you're spraying your hair with a mix of oil and water, if the oil comes out first, it's creating a barrier so no water can get into your hair. I mean, oil is a sealant. It's not going to hydrate your hair. So you need to have your hair wet or at least damp first before you put oil on top of it. Now, you can mix your water with a leave-in conditioner or anything product that's water-based, but mixing it with something that's oil-based, and to be honest, you're just going to mess up your spray bottle because the oil's going to get clogged inside the nozzle, and so it's just going to stink. It's not a good look. keep your spray bottle to water-based products exclusively or oil-based products exclusively, and don't mix the two. Do it step by step. You know, it might seem like, oh yeah, I'm saving time, but in the long run, you're just stopping your hair from getting where it actually needs in the right order. Another thing you need to make sure that you invest in is combs. Now, detangling is probably the bane of every natural hair girl, guy, whoever's existence. Starting with your fingers is the best way. And if you're a no comb person, then cool, you know, use your fingers until thy kingdom come. That's blessed. But if you are going to use combs, brushes and the likes, make sure they are good for your hair. Always start with a wide tooth comb or brush, and you want one that doesn't have any ridges or anything in it. It needs to be perfectly smooth. Like, run your fingers across it. You don't want to feel anything raised or any bumps or any ridges or anything like that. That's just going to tangle and knot and break your hair. You want to find a seamless comb where possible. If you're going to use wood combs or natural bristle or anything like that, again, just be careful that there's no splinters on it or that the bristles aren't frayed, because that can cause damage to your hair. The smoother it is, the better it is for you. You'll be able to glide through, you know, separate any knots and tangles out without actually causing snags or tears or breaks or anything in the hair shaft itself. The same thing comes to brushes. Like, many people use like a Denman brush or a tangle teaser or a wet brush, anything like that. Those should come after you've used a wide tooth comb or even your fingers to detangle. You need to make sure that you're going down in size. So start with the biggest comb that you have or the biggest brush, and then work your way down. You don't want to start with a little rat tail comb detangling your hair, because you're literally just going to pull all your hair out. Instead of actually detangling, you'll just end up with less hair on your head. So I guess if that's what you're going for, then cool. But if you wanna, if length retention is your goal, start with wider tooth combs and brushes. And to be honest, good quality ones that are gonna last you a long time can cost a little bit more. Expect to spend about £10 to £20 on good quality brushes and combs. But then the thing is, they last you forever. I know when I bought cheaper items, I brushed my hair one time and then all the teeth are missing. They're like all in my afro. So if you want to save yourself the embarrassment of going out with, like, you know, pieces of afro comb in your hair, spend a little bit more money on getting a good sturdy one that's not going to break every time you use it. What I've noticed as well is that people really want a product that's going to do everything for them, but I feel like 90% of your hair problems are caused by, like, routine and the things that you do every day rather than products. Like, don't get me wrong, there are some products that are great and some products that, you know, are fit for purpose and will do amazing things for your hair. But if you're not using them correctly, or if you're not daily or weekly taking care of your hair in the right way, that amazing product is not going to have any effect, because you're not doing the things you're supposed to all the time. So, like, washing your hair regularly, I can't state this enough, dirty hair does not grow faster than clean hair. It will just smell and look bad and be nasty. There's no reason for it, especially in the summertime. Now that it's hot, your scalp needs to get cleansed. Attached to every hair follicle is a sweat gland, and you are going to be sweating. Think about how much hair you have on your head. You're going to have so much sweat, especially if you're active or if you're outside, you know, in this nice weather that we're having. You don't want to go around smelling musty, so make sure that you are cleansing your scalp. If you are opposed to using shampoo, there are lots of alternatives. I know we're all worried about parabens and sulfates and things, the little nasties that companies have been, you know, tricking us with, thinking that we're getting better hair. But you can use clays, you can use soap nuts. There's loads of alternatives, natural alternatives to shampoos that are gentle and safe to use. But you do need to use something to cleanse your hair and your scalp regularly. There's no alternative. There's no product even that's going to outdo a bad regime. So making sure that you're shampooing and conditioning as well. I know naturals are very, very big on conditioning, so that's not usually a problem, but sometimes even over conditioning can be bad. Like, deep conditioning is great and it helps to strengthen and fortify the hair, but if you're leaving in your conditioner for too long, like, I know people that will, like, you know, put the conditioner in and be like, I'm doing a deep treatment, I'm gonna leave my hair all day. That's cool. But if you're doing that too much, wet hair is more fragile. So if you're not, like, drying your hair or allowing it to dry properly and it's constantly in a wet state, it is gonna be more subject to damage. And sometimes people are like, how do I know if I need to do a moisture treatment or if I need to do a protein treatment? Now, the best way to kind of give your hair what it needs is to kind of mix the two, because your hair will take out what it needs. Or you could do, like, alternate. So, you know, one time you do a moisture treatment, the next time you do a protein treatment to give your hair a balance, because too much moisture and too much protein, your hair is on either end of the spectrum and it can get damaged either way. So sometimes too much of a good thing isn't actually the best. And then when it comes to styling, protective styling can be any style that keeps your hair tucked away, that helps to protect it from, you know, the elements, from friction damage, from chemicals, anything like that, that doesn't have too much tension, that doesn't add too much extra weight. That could be almost any style that you do. Even like a puff can be protective, or like, you know, mini twists or extensions, but it just depends on the method you use to do them. So simple extensions, for example, Brock's braids are like every girl's protective style. However, if you're using loads of gel and elastic bands and you keep it in for like 2 months and not washing your hair, that style is now damaging, it's not protective anymore. So make sure that, you know, you're considering all of these different factors when you are taking care of your hair. So I just wanted to keep it light and simple today. Hopefully that's given you some food for thought. Maybe you will assess your regime a little bit deeper, you know, think about, okay, what am I using on my hair? Is it actually helping me? Should I invest in better quality products to see a difference? And even just having some more structure. So, you know, having a regular wash day, having a regular time you do styling, sleeping with your headscarf on, even though it is like 100 degrees outside and it feels like we are on the doorway to hell. But, you know, have a satin pillowcase or something. Like, find alternatives that suit your lifestyle. It doesn't have to be too rigid, but you do have to have some level of routine in there to get the best results. Anyway, guys, that is it from me today. You can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/EbonyAjeduahair. That's EbunyAjeduahair. My website is www.EbonyAjedua.com. And, you know, if you have any questions, send me an email. All the links will be below. If you like this podcast, tell me, tell a friend, leave a review. It really, really helps and lets me know what you guys want to hear from me. So until next time, which will hopefully be next week, Friday, I will talk to you guys soon. All right, then, take care. Bye-bye.